keg of nails.
What are the kegs? They're like, I've never seen them.
I think they were round.
Well, they're round. They're
so high and round.
Oh, like the big ones.
Yeah, well, they had big ones.
I think they had
big
ones.
Yeah, they did. Well, now, I don't know. That's out of my line.
I was just curious. Do you do a lot of cooking?
No.
Do you like it? Oh, you don't. Yes,
I do. No, I never did eat. Of course, when I had the fat, what I would do when I was first married, I had a colored cook when I lived in Edinburgh. And then she cooked for my father's home. She'd come down and cook me a meal. But then my father decided that I ought to learn to cook. I had no business getting married. So I learned, and of course I cooked because I had two boys. But I always had help. The first thing I do, I trained them how to do simple cooking. And I had a maid that stayed with me 10 years. Another one 6 years. They used to stay with you then. And it was worthwhile teaching them. And when I'd sit down at the table, they would wait on us. There wasn't any of that jumping up and down. I trained them to wait on the table.
That's good.
And they would make up the beds and turn down the beds at night, you know, and put the boys' pajamas down at the foot. But that lasted a number of years, which just like everything else, they got so they didn't want to live on the place, see. And so that was the end of that era.
Speaking of the beds, we were talking a few minutes ago about the long thing that went all the way across where the pillows are.
Yeah.
What did you call that?
The one that I had with that was a lightweight board, a lightweight something. And you put it on there of a morning, and then you'd cover it up with a fancy something. And then that went out of style. And then they used to have the bolster. That's it, boy. And it was made out of, I guess, either feathers or cotton. And that was a long thing, and sometimes people would sleep on them, but generally they were something with a fancy something on top of it. And yeah, in fact, I have a beautiful that was given to me by a relative who moved down here from New York, lived quite a while here until they died. And she had, this is a beautiful white boil. And it has a thing that goes, and what I do is, I use it in the summertime. I put the two pillows together and I put this thing across it, and I have that.
That is very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very pretty.
I'd forgotten all about that.
Okay. Well, you know, we were talking about the kitchen and a minute ago. I didn't mean to interrupt you about the bed again.
Now, I like to clean house. And now my daughter loves to cook, but she hates to touch the house. Now, I don't mind cleaning house, not at all, but oh, that kitchen.
Do you make any soup or anything like that?
I make what?
Do you make soup? Have you ever?
Yeah, oh yes, I make soups, and it's hard to cook for yourself, for one person.
That's true.
But I love a good homemade vegetable soup.
What do you put in one? How would you make a homemade vegetable soup?
Oh, you don't? you buy a soup, we used to buy a soup bowl. And then brisket, some people buy a soup made. I haven't made soup like that in a long time. You just put it on and let it cook slowly, and then you put any kind of vegetables you want. And of course, I always like a little garlic. See, I keep these, you know what a molcajete is? It's a stone mortar with a little thing. And I grind the cominos, that's a little Mexican